KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Welcome into another edition of WagerWise, brought to you by Elite Sportsbook, Riverside Casino and Golf Resort in Riverside, Iowa. Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn, happy to have Jake joining us here. And boy, college football is close. You can almost smell the turkey legs and the tailgating, Jake. And I imagine you guys are excited and have quite a few offerings up your sleeve for the bettors this coming season.
We'll be launching a promotion the first weekend of college football. So make sure to check your emails and follow us on social media to keep up to date with that. And then some of our users from previous years are familiar with the Iowa season-long progressive parlay that we did. But we've extended it this year to many different games and many different teams. So I definitely I recommend you go to the website and go under college football and kind of check those out. It's really cool. Progressive parlay is pretty unique. It allows you to do a parlay on certain sport types, and then it has a forgiving element. So you could lose a leg. Say you place a four-team parlay, you lose a leg. You could still win. Your payback will be a little bit less. So there's a full pay chart on the website as well. So check out the progressive parlays. You can go to the app as well. It should highlight it on there too. So we're really excited to expand that offering and that kind of unique aspect of our platform.
Jake, we're heading into the second week of the preseason for the NFL, and I know a lot of people have been interested. The rookie quarterbacks have been a big attraction. A lot of people are wondering, all right, who's the favorite to win the Super Bowl? And you guys right now have a bet match through August 31st where people can bet on futures, NFL future props. Tell people how they can get in on this offer.
So like you said too, we're super excited for college football and NFL. We knew, August is a big month of anticipation. So as you watch the preseason here, if you've got some feelings as you're doing your fantasy leagues and want to throw a futures bet on the Super Bowl, if you wager $100 or more on a team, I will give you a $25 free bet back. So like I said, always go to the website and the app and read the terms and conditions and make sure you know what you're getting into. But it's as simple as that. No promo code required or anything like that. So if you like what your team's doing in the preseason, throw something down and get something back.
Yeah, make sure you check out EliteSportsbook.com regularly for new promos. They had one last week for the Field of Dreams game with the $100 deposit match. How can people keep up to tabs with what you guys have going on there? You mentioned something before we brought you on the air about a newsletter you guys are going to start.
So we've brought on a content writer focused on sports content. So kind of to get the ball rolling on that, we started a newsletter. We're sending out via email at the moment about twice a week. So if you're in our e-club, you'll be receiving that. It shows line movements, kind of favorites, where the money is at with the sharps, some news throughout different sports leagues, different things like that. So we're really excited to provide our patrons with something a little bit unique, a little bit more, substance and content, especially when you're sitting there trying to decide what you want to wager on. So, check it out via email. Also, if you want to, stay in tune with all of our promotions, but your inbox and your email gets all piled up, follow us on social media, at Elite Sportsbook, Twitter, and Facebook. We kind of slowed down a little bit on Instagram. So, Twitter and Facebook are the fastest ways to keep up with all of our promotions real time. So, it's exciting stuff heading into football season. Excited to see how college football plays out as well.
All right. Great stuff. As always, Jake, we look forward to chatting with you next week.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take care.
And Jake joining us from Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, Iowa, Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. I'm taking a look at the games of the year, college football games of the year right now. If you head to EliteSportsbook.com, they're available for wagering. Looks like almost all, if not all, of the Iowa and Iowa State games this season are available for wagering. I take that back. I don't see Iowa State, UNI in week one, but I'm staring at it right now. Iowa, Iowa State, 7.5 the point spread. Iowa State favored by a little over a touchdown in that week two game in Ames. So if you want to get the jump on, you don't know who's going to get injured or what the Hawkeyes or the Cyclones will look like in week one. But if you want to bet that week two game, you don't have to wait until September. You can bet it right now.
You can bet the week one games. You can bet the week two games. And also, Todd, I know that we always have the countdown to when college football starts. In case you're wondering, we're 10 days away from the first college football game, I believe, in Ireland. And it's a Big Ten game, Nebraska and Illinois on August 28th. Nebraska right now, about a 7-point favorite over the Illinois Fighting Illini. So first college football game of the year, I think it's going to be kind of a standalone FBS event. And it's going to feature two Big Ten teams that I know a lot of people have very strong feelings one way or another for or against.
So again, you can check out the college football games of the year. It's available under the NCAA football tab at elitesportsbook.com. NFL preseason available as well. A lot of games on tap this week. Starting to get down to the nitty-gritty tomorrow night. New England and Philadelphia kick things off this week with the Eagles as a $1.05 underdog on the money line. Chiefs take it on the Arizona Cardinals as a $1.35 favorite. That is coming up in a couple days. Cincinnati and Washington. And then later on this week, you've got the Bears playing the Buffalo Bills. Bears a $2 favorite on the money line there. Justin Fields being taken along slowly because of a minor injury. Doesn't look like anything that's going to impact him during the regular season. And the Packers set to take on the Jets. Those two teams holding joint practices this week. Green Bay, $1.15 underdog on the money line. So the Jets are favored there. Don't know the status of Jordan Love for that game. So starting to pay attention to everything that's going on injury-wise with your favorite teams as the season draws near. You can see the full slate of preseason NFL tab games available under the Pro Football Game Lines tab at elitesportsbook.com. And unfortunately, if you were hoping to make some money on Jake Arrieta making his first start for the San Diego Padres against the Colorado Rockies earlier today, that game was earlier today, so you missed the boat there. There's plenty of evening baseball coming up tonight, though. Yankees, Alex, we mentioned this yesterday on the show, 4-game winning streak coming into today. They've got Andrew Heaney on the mound against the Boston Red Sox. New York, a slight $1.20 favorite on the money line there, but Yankees starting to make that a 3-team race in the AL East.
Not only making it a 3-team race, but kind of threatening to take over the Red Sox spot in the wild card standings as they're neck and neck with the Red Sox team that is really kind of faltering a little bit. So the Yankees are playing very good baseball, and it right now they're getting good pitching, and a lot of people who've been betting on the Yankees during this hot streak are making some money.
Shohei Ohtani scheduled to be on the mound tonight for the Angels in Detroit as they take on the Tigers. You can get LA as a $1.35 favorite there on the road. Brewers and Cardinals continuing their series at Busch Stadium tonight. Cardinals get their opening day starter back in Jack Flaherty. They are even money tonight against Freddie Peralta and the Brewers.
They need to win some games against the Milwaukee Brewers. And if they're going to climb back into this wild card race, they're going to have to start beating teams at the top of their division. So that means the Brewers and the Cincinnati Reds. So getting Jack Flaherty back on the mound is a huge lift. And let's see if the Cardinals can take advantage of it. But they have not been good against Milwaukee this season, including that 2-0 loss last night.
And the White Sox playing baseball against the A's as well as that series continues. Lance Lynn, the scheduled starter, and the White Sox, a $1.75 favorite on the money line in that contest. Again, you can check out all of the available lines at elitesportsbook.com. Golf coming up this weekend as well. The odds for the Northern Trust, that is an event that Dustin Johnson has won, I believe, twice in the last 4 years. He's actually has the third best odds at Elite Sportsbook right now. John Rahm at 6-1. the favorite this week at the Northern Trust. Jordan Spieth, 16-1. Dustin Johnson, 17-1. Colin Morikawa, 18-1. And the rest of the field from there on out. You can check that out as well, EliteSportsbook.com. And I feel almost naked having Jake on with us and not discussing UFC. It's going to be a while before we see a UFC card as good as the one that we just saw recently. As a matter of fact, the UFC was off last. It was very rare that they don't have anything going on, but there are fights at the Apex in Las Vegas coming up this weekend. You can get the odds, ESPN UFC 29 this weekend, and check out the odds at EliteSportsbook.com. And as Jake mentioned, they still have several promotions going underway, including the new sign-up bonus, 100% risk-free bet up to $500. You place your first qualifying wager. If it wins, you win. If you don't, you're going to get that first wager up to $500 back as a free bet. Make sure you read the terms and conditions so you understand what you're signing up for there, but that is for new users only. You can create an account by going to EliteSportsbook.com. We'll chat with Jake next Wednesday right here on KGYM.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at EliteSportsbook.com.